All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are bringing you, do you like horny bunnies? And we're going to go ahead and bring it to you fast. I think I'm just going to do one route from this, and then we'll do the next one. Something like that. I don't want to do all the routes, unless you want me to. Because it'll be a lot of skip mode and stuff like that if I do all the routes, so that's up to you. If you want to just watch everything go by real fast, we can do that. But that's your thing. You guys gotta let me know. How much do you like the horny bunnies? Or do you want me to just go on to the second game in the series? I heard it wasn't as good. Anyway, let me know and we'll get started. Or we'll get to it. Anyway, yeah, let's get started. Really? How amazing. Sai looks at me mischievously and Akina looks at me with pity. Yukari, you can't ride a bike? Hiromi, don't pity me. Actually, I feel sorry for myself. Have my ratings gone down again? I cry inside. Today's pretty busy, so I can easily forget about the conversation we had earlier. There's really nothing to hide, but not being able to ride a bike is a bit embarrassing. I just had a bad experience with it as a child. Shall we call it prose trauma? I sigh as I wash the dishes, but I'm careful this time. I can't break another dish. Yukari, are you doing your job? Hey, Chimaki, yes, I'm doing my job. Chimaki comes closer to me. She's smaller than I am, but she can hold more dishes than I can. How odd. I can help you if you'd ask. You mean this? She looks at her dirty dishes, looks at me, and smirks. Oh, well, I'd better get going. Wait a second. Tug. Before I can get away, she pulls on my shirt. You're gonna help me, right? Yeah, but wow, Chimaki? To make it quick, Chimaki hands me all her glasses. I don't even have time to react. I can barely keep my balance. Wow, hey! Wow! If I slip and break those, there won't be enough glasses for the restaurant. The restaurant will have to fold. So Chimaki, help me out! You're a guy, you can do it. She smiles like the devil. I want to yell at her, but I better take care of this first. To be honest, if I yell at her, the glasses will most likely fall. I can't scream. I can't believe what a cruel thing Chimaki did to me. I'm pissed, but I can't help smiling thinking about her. By the way, I'm not a masochist. I return to the restaurant and find Chimaki and Sai secretly talking. I calmly come up to them. So, don't tell anybody I told you this. Chimaki seems to be enjoying it, but Sai has a very dry smile on her face. Did Chimaki tease Sai too? I don't think so. I'll hide. Try your best. Yeah. Chimaki goes back to work and Sai's left alone. How do I try my best? Sai lets out a sigh. And I walk up to her from behind. What's wrong? Wow! She jumps in surprise. She puts her hand on her mouth so as not to scream. Don't surprise me. Yukari! I'm sorry, but why were you so surprised? Sai quickly calms down. It usually means I can be superior to her. I mean, she becomes obedient. What were you and Chimaki talking about? Sai stiffens. That must have had something to do with this. Sai? It's none of your business. Well, actually, it might. It's not easy to tell you a girl's secret. I see. What is she hiding? What makes the outspoken Sai mumble? I want to know. Oh, I came here to tell you that you can take a break. I'll take a break with you, so let's go. I pull on her arm and drag her out of the restaurant. Wait, Yukari, there are still customers here. Don't worry, you better take a break so you can work later. I'm so pissed at Chimaki. Sai sadly cries and I grab Sai's hand. Or it would be better if he said I'd grab her hand. So, lick. Oh, so, I'm telling you, it's a girl's seat. Lick, lick. I drag her into the locker room and lick her cheeks and neck. Oh, okay, that's not what I was expecting. Her ears are her weak points. As soon as I lick her earlobe, she starts to pant passionately. What's a girl's secret? Ooh. You're mean. Ah! Shimaki gave me a present. What did she give you? Bite! Ah, no! Ha! Ah. It's in my locker. Ha! Ah. I gently bite her earlobe and she weakly sits down on the floor. I leave her as she is and open her locker. I find her school uniform bag and I find a cute purse on her bag. What is this? I don't know. I haven't looked into it yet. But you know what's inside, right? Otherwise, she wouldn't act like this. As I see Sai blush in embarrassment, I open the purse. What the hell are these? Oh, I told her I didn't want them. In the purse, I find a cute condom, a small bottle with some liquid, and a small oval-shaped plastic thing. Is this... I've never tried those kinds of things. Shimaki likes these kinds of stuff and has a lot of them. She gave me these to use when I make love to you. Sai looks so powerless and a bit miserable. Probably because Shimaki teased me. I feel like I want to tease someone. What should I do? Hold on, what should I do? It says... keep teasing her. Wow, we're actually pretty far into the game already. It would be a waste to miss this rare opportunity. Do you want to try them out? Sai jumps with surprise. I don't usually like using toys. I'm not blaming Shimaki, but I don't understand why people use them anyway. Hey, don't say that. Why don't we at least try them out a little? Oh. Ignoring Sai, I read the instructions on the rotor. It's nothing special. I can just put it on her clitoris or insert it in her. I mean, that's kind of how those work. The instructions say when you put it inside, please put it in a condom. Huh? Really? I guess I can control it by remote control. I take it out from the purse, put it in a condom, and show it to Sai. What are you going to do? Take off your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Well, that's not quite how Arnold said it, but you know. Oh, okay. Sai obediently... Let's try it again. Sai obediently follows my directions. We're still on duty, so I can't tear her stockings as I usually do. Sai's taking off her bunny costume. Just by looking at her, I'm getting a hard-on. Then? Open your legs. Wow, you're already wet? Don't say that. I can see her wetness even from here. I move to her and stick my hand out to her hot, wet crotch. Slurp. Slurp, slurp, slurp. I sulkily smile at her and look for her vagina. Psst. What? It's a radio-controlled rotor. I'm not asking you what it is. Is it okay to put it in? Naked, she wriggles around. The fun has just started. When I push this button... Sai powerlessly flops down on the floor. Man, these things, they got a lot more power in them than they used to. Or maybe because of the age, you know. Not used to that thing like the girls now where they're just like, I have like 5 vibrators. And now it's like, oh my god, what's this? Yukari, what is this? It says, a small vibration will give you wonderful pleasure. I read the instructions businesslike. Put your costume back on. Keep it in you during work. Oh, wow. I can't. It's impossible. The noise of the rotor and Sai's voice stimulate my perverted mind. Don't worry. I won't turn it on while you're working. But I can feel it in me. I can't even walk. Ah! Man, this gotta be powerful, right? You'll be okay. You better hurry. Akina will be pissed. The clock tells us our break is over, and the restaurant will close soon. I force Sai to stand up and help her put her costume on. I turn the rotor off, wipe her tears, and we leave the locker room. Damn! This shit had her crying. Thank you very much. We hope to see you soon. I turn the rotor on. Please come back soon. The customer notices her sexy intonation and leaves the restaurant feeling good. I'm impressed, Sai. You're a professional. She glares at me, but she doesn't scare me at all. She looks even cute to me. I enjoy watching her react to the rotor until we close. And Sai and I will clean the floor, so please clean everything else. Leaving Sai and me in the hall, the others go to their posts. The low vibrating noise echoes in the quiet hall. Yukari, how was it? If you do this again, I'll kill you. Ouch. Man, women definitely reacted to vibrators differently back in those times, huh? Oh man, I did it too much. I hurriedly turn off the rotor. Well, you guys get it. I hurriedly turn off the rotor and make Sai sit down on a chair. I'm sorry. I got carried away. I'm sorry. I wanted to see you get flustered, so... Sai looks down on the floor and her shoulders tremble. I stand on my knees and slowly look into her face. Smack! She clings to my neck and passionately kisses me. Sai? Promise me you won't do this again, okay? Alright, I'm sorry. I got carried away. That's okay. Huh? Sai erotically smiles at me. I can't work with this inside me. But you can use this when we're not working. Really? Yes, it felt good. If people knew I had this in me, ha! She swings around and I see the normal Sai has returned. I can't stand this any longer. Please, do me here. She's even more enticing than usual. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Let's look at the CG there. Classic CG, guys. Completely uncensored, thanks to Jast USA. Let's give them a round of applause. Looks great, too. Fully remastered. Just really good stuff. I think they did an excellent job with these remasters. Ah, you're so deep in me. Your cock feels bigger than usual. Ah, I feel her tighter than usual vagina gripping me. I sit in a chair and put her on my lap. I hold her from behind and stick my hips up in her. Ah, you're opening me so wide. I can see you sticking into me. She's absorbed in the sexual pleasure and she keeps throwing indecent commentary my way. Did you feel good? Yes, I did, because people were watching me. I was embarrassed and happy at the same time. I didn't know what to do. Her vagina contracts. She tightens up on me. Ha, but I like your big cock best of all. Oh, Lord. I like your big hot cock very much. Oh, gravy. You're so rough. You'll tear me up. I move my hips in a circle and stir her up. Our bodies rub against each other and it gives her unbelievable pleasure. I grab the rotor. The condom I used to wrap it in is now on my cock. Huh? What? What are you going to do? I'll show you another way to use this. I turn the rotor on and put it on her upper vagina. Upper? Okay, well, yeah. Twitch, twitch. Sai's body is furiously twitching. No, don't press it against there. Why are you tightening up so hard? No, it's not true. I'm not tightening up. What do you mean it's not true? That's weird. Twitch, twitch. She tightens up even more. I guess she can't handle me and the rotor at the same time. No, this is too much. Yukari, you won't be pissed? This isn't enough to forgive you. She says, no, no, I... I'm feeling too good. I'll die. Okay, I'll finish this. Psst. I stick my penis up with force. The tremendous pressure leads me to orgasm. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Ah. As I stay inside her, we rest a while. Our vagina twitches and I feel an urge to ejaculate. Oh. Uh-oh. Don't leave. Stay inside. When I try to make her get up, she tightens up. It makes me feel so good and I can't act tough with her. But we'd better start cleaning. We won't be able to close the restaurant. Do you want me to be mad at you? Her smile scares me. I can't reject her and I end up playing with her for a while longer. I finish cleaning by myself and I wait for Sai to finish changing. What a hectic day. I think about all the things that happened today. I won't have to work or practice judo. I'll probably clean the aquarium. After school, I'll go to the aquarium shop and check if they have any new water plants. I feel peaceful when I look at fish and water plants floating in the water. Yukari! Hiromi? I thought you'd already gone home. Ryo and Chimaki left. I don't think Hiromi would be comfortable between those two girls. It's not surprising she's waiting for her best friend, Sai. Can I walk with you guys? Of course, I'm the one who should ask you for permission. I'll be bothering you and Sai. You won't bother us. Hiromi remains silent, and I don't know what to say. It seems like I took Sai away from Hiromi when I started dating Sai. I finally realized how insensitive and rude I was. Clunk. Thank you for waiting. Huh? She was waiting for you to go home together. I tell Sai this. Haha, sorry to keep you waiting so long. Yukari will make it up to you. Why me? Because you're a boy. It sounds reasonable and unreasonable at the same time. I wish you would say I'm her boyfriend. Let's go home together. You don't have to be reserved, okay? Yeah, he's right. There's nothing you have to worry about. Just don't keep us waiting, okay? What? You act like a teacher. Sai pouts, I'm amazed, and Hiromi happily observes us. You guys get along so well together. You think so? Really? Sai smiles and clings on me. We get along well as cousins, or... What's wrong with you? You look pissed. Do I? Yeah, you're the one who's reserved. I think it's natural. It's not easy to take part in conversations with girls. Besides, they go to a different school, so I can't follow the contents. I suddenly realized that I talk more with guys than girls since I started to date Sai. Oh no, it's not your fault. I was thinking about something. Hiromi tends to put herself down. It's important to be modest and polite, but being so humble all the time won't bring her any good. It's your fault, Yukari. You have to be more imposing. Sai cheerfully blames me. I feel sad. Don't say that. You two look like the perfect couple. If all guys were like you, Yukari, I wouldn't be so scared. Hiromi! Sai's thinking about something really hard. What is she thinking? Hiromi, do you like Yukari? What are you saying? I don't have those kinds of feelings for him. But you don't hate him, do you? That's why you had sex with him, right? Don't say that. Sai smirks. Hiromi is in a panic and I don't know what to do. I have a bad feeling about this. Do you have time after this? Yeah. It's late. I'll let you borrow Yukari today. You'll let me borrow him. Don't you forget that I'm not an object. You can borrow me too. Does that mean we'll do something all together? Sai ignores me.
It doesn't matter. The ending will be the same. So why don't we just do the three? I mean, what do you guys want? A threesome or no threesome?
Well, I'll take a threesome, DP would say if he was here.
So let's do that.
It's a waste of my power to try to go against Sai. Hiromi looks at me with worry and expectation, rather. Well, I better give my answer brightly.
Rightly?
I'm fine with it if it'll help you, Hiromi. Looking at her happy face, I forget about my worries and feel relieved. Okay, the negotiation is concluded. Let's go to Yukari's house. Yep. Ha. I follow the girls who are happily running hand in hand. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Man. It's like he's sipping on a Slurpee, folks. Wow, you're sensitive, Hiromi.
I don't see no scene.
As soon as we enter the room, Sai starts kissing Hiromi. Sai slowly takes off Hiromi's uniform.
Wait, I'm the one who's supposed to do this, aren't I? Looking at the girls kissing, I'm getting a hard on. And why wouldn't you be? You're a man, aren't you?
Ah, you're tasty, Hiromi. You're a good kisser, Sai.
We've known each other for a long time, but this is the first time we've ever kissed.
I wish we'd done this earlier.
Same here.
It's so clear they're getting aroused by kissing each other. Hiromi's turned on too. She puts her hands on Sai's clothes. Looking at them taking off their uniforms, I can feel myself getting excited. I feel like I'm watching a porn video. I'm falling into an abnormal world.
Sai, what do you want me to do?
Be patient.
Don't worry, you'll have fun.
Sai sounds like Akina. They playfully take off their uniforms and underwear, and their beautiful bodies are revealed under the light.
How do you feel, Yukari?
Sai twists her body, and Hiromi embarrassingly hides her crotch. I'm unbelievably horny.
Don't look at me so close. I'm embarrassed.
No, show him your body more.
Look at these boobs, big and soft.
Sai grabs Hiromi's big boobs. I want to suck on them.
And here.
Sai spreads Hiromi's legs and touches her vagina. An indecent sound echoes in the room.
Hiromi, you're wet just by kissing.
So you like to be watched just like me, huh?
No!
Gulp. Under the thick bush, there's a fountain filled with water. From the deep fountain, her love juice keeps coming out and flows down on her white thighs.
Yukari, don't you think a girl's body is amazing?
I didn't know before because I never checked myself.
You're wet too, Sai.
I know you like to be watched. Ha!
As Sai moves her fingers, the wet sounds start to echo again.
Can you hear this, Hiromi?
Sai. I'm not doing all that.
I can't just keep watching them going at it. I calmly look down at the girls.
Sai, you said you would let Hiromi borrow me, right?
You have to listen to me then, right, Hiromi?
Yes.
Humph. As I satisfactorily, getting a little bit better with that word there. As I satisfactorily look at them, I take off my clothes. My soaring cock comes out and they hold their breaths.
Boy, I do like that. My soaring cock. I mean, that's just, it's like an eagle.
Sai, take Hiromi to the bed.
Yup.
Sai pushes Hiromi down on the bed.
I'll be watching you moan.
No, it's too embarrassing. Feeling irritated, I ride Hiromi and forcefully spread her legs.
Yukari.
Wow, you're bold, Yukari. Looking at Hiromi's fountain, Sai licks her lips.
Fountain?
I insert my soaring cock into the fountain without hesitation. Man, we are really using innuendo like a motherfucker, right?
Ah!
Wow! It's amazing! Looking at my dick entering Hiromi's vagina. Oh, you guys want to see this, don't you? There you go. See? Her hands grabbing the sheet there. Just a great scene. It looks right out of a 90s anime, I think, which is still my favorite art style. I'm sorry, you know, digital art's great and all, and some of this even might even be digital art, but it just has that classic style, and nothing's gonna beat that for me. And look, her pubic hair there is blue, just like her hair. Interesting. Looking at my dick entering Hiromi's vagina, Sai raises her voice in amazement. Hiromi looks like she's just standing, trying to stand the weird feeling of having me inside her. Hiromi, you're cute. Sai lets out a sigh. Man, they say that a lot, don't they? Sai, you're just as cute as Hiromi. Ah, you're going deep in me. You're filling me up, Yukari. Twitch, twitch, twitch. Ah, Hiromi's vagina softly wraps around me and gives me a different kind of feeling and size. Her vagina wiggles and gives me relief and pleasure at the same time. Let's get that right. You lost your virginity. Congratulations, Hiromi. Oh, yeah, I'm glad Yukari's my first guy.
I didn't know that. When I come to think of it, she only gave me a blowjob last time. But damn, that's more than some women do.
I want her to feel pleasure.
I mean, getting a blowjob the first time? Shit.
Folks, I'll tell you what, man. You get the sex and first these days, and then they might give you a blowjob. I don't know. It's a different world now compared to the world when this was created. Yukari, I slowly move my hips back and forth. I think this is better than furiously stimulating her. You're raging inside me. I feel strange. Hey, you're feeling good, aren't you, Hiromi? I think Sai's right. Hiromi's twitching body and panting lips are clearly telling us that she's feeling good. You're holding Yukari inside so tight and your nipples are hard. I envy you. Yikes, sorry. I'm sorry, Sai. Sai pinches Hiromi's nipple and Hiromi reacts to it. I'm at the mercy of her wiggling vagina. Ha, ha, you're tight, Hiromi. Why is she apologizing for that? Obviously, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Gomenasai, you know, that's what that means. I know some Japanese. Twitch, twitch, twitch. I'm coming! Hehe, are you going to come? I'm going to come soon. I'm losing control. The slapping sound of our bodies echoes in the room. When I come, I will. You will what?
Sign the Declaration of Independence.
Nope, that's a couple hundred years ago. It's not going to work.
Sai keeps fondling Hiromi's breast.
I'm too embarrassed to tell you. Just don't make me come.
Yukari, pick up the pace.
You're mean, Sai. I shake my hips and stir Hiromi up with my cock.
No, I'm going to come!
Nothing is more embarrassing than this sex.
Really? That's how you feel about it?
But, Sai, Yukari, you'll be mad at me.
You guys will hate me.
What's gonna happen? Romy's crying. She looks serious. Don't worry. Nothing will make us hate you.
I don't know. I'm kind of worried now. I've seen way too many crazy hentai to know where this is going.
Yeah, we're more than just friends now.
If you tell me your secret, I'll show you my embarrassing stuff.
Smack. Sai gently kisses Hiromi, fondles her big boobs, and plays with her nipples.
Uh-oh.
When I come, I... What? You create earthquakes? I pee!
Uh-oh!
Twitch.
Yikes!
Ugh. Hiromi starts peeing. I mean, she had an orgasm. It's mostly pee. She tightens up on me and I pull out of her.
No!
Ah. Squirt, splash. But we also have a spouse in there. So it's splash, spouse! I can't stop. Gulp.
Don't look at me. I want to die.
Hiromi's urine makes my thighs wet and even splashes on the floor. I have an orgasm and I feel the warmth of her liquid. I look at Hiromi weakly lying on the bed. My white cum is all over her stomach and her urine is still coming out of her crotch.
Are you angry?
No, not at all. We're just gonna have to clean that up.
Sai gently kisses Hiromi.
Are you sure? It's not a big deal.
I'm happy to see you had an orgasm.
She's right. I can wash the bed sheets and wipe the floor. It's not a big deal.
I'm sorry.
I made your room dirty. Don't cry. Thank you for telling us your secret.
Sai, I love you.
I love you too. It doesn't smell strong. Good. I smile and nod at Hiromi.
Maybe next time we should do it in the bathroom.
Hiromi will probably be able to relax more.
Sorry.
Hiromi looks cute. By the way, does this mean Hiromi will borrow me again? I wipe the floor and take away the wet bed sheets, and we cuddle up on the bed. I feel so happy being between the soft bodies of these two girls.
Well, that's great.
I never imagined this would happen to me.
Yank.
Someone grabs my sensitive cock. It's Sai. What? Are you ready? Her slight touch makes my blood run hot. It's my turn. I look away from Sai and ask Hiromi for help. Hiromi's eyes are shining with expectation. I should be happy. You don't want to do it with me? No, that's not true. Good. I'll never be one up on Sai. Oh wow, we're going into another. Well, here we go. There we go, these classic hentai scenes. Classic CGs there, folks. They look beautiful. You're inside. He's gulping. Ah, oh. As soon as I enter, Sai's vagina tightly squeezes my dick. It feels different from Hiromi's. I can't tell which one is better. It depends on a person's taste. Sai, I can't believe this. You completely swallowed Yukari. Hee-hee, look at me more, Hiromi. Look at my vagina holding Yukari. Jiggle. I sit on the edge of the bed and stick up into Sai from behind. Hiromi stares at us and licks her lips. She looks a bit crazy. How does your vagina open up so wide? You're holding Yukari's big cock so tight. Jiggle. As Hiromi describes her vagina, Sai trembles with pleasure. She's a true exhibitionist. I smile. Hiromi, look at me closer and describe it. I want you to see everything. As Yukari moves in and out, your pussy sticks to his cock. Twitch. Sai, you're a kinky girl. Jiggle. Hiromi continues to stimulate Sai with her words. I don't know how much longer I can handle this. Hiromi, slow down, please. Your cock is so cute, the veins are standing out. I can't believe that was in me. I'm embarrassed, Hiromi. You saw me. It's your turn to show me your stuff. Hey, let me hear you moan. Jiggle. Ah! That's probably not the moan you wanted. They make a good combination. I feel like I've been left out. I'm going to come. Really? Pee when you come. No, I couldn't do such a thing. It looks like Hiromi's forceful manner is making Sai feel even better. Wow, your clitoris gets so big. When you release everything, you'll feel good, right, Yukari? Hiromi! Twitch. Sai bends over. I still haven't reached an orgasm. Yukari, come. Come for me. If I feel better than this, I won't be able to stop. Ha. 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 Slurp, 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 slurp.
Ignoring Sai, I continue moving my hips with mixed feelings. The desire for the pleasure, the lust to show this to Hiromi, and the curiosity of seeing Sai urinate. Really? No, stop. I can't handle this any longer. Sai looks like she's gonna urinate. Hiromi might calm down then. Yukari is mine today, so he'll support me. No, it's after midnight, so it's already the next day. So Yukari is mine. Twitch, twitch. No, I can't stop. I'll be watching you pee. I'm coming! Pong, squirt, squirt, pong. I stick up into Sai and then pull out of her. I shoot my cum on her white ass. Oh, I can't hold it any longer. Oh, Lord. Splash. Am I peeing? Can we stop relieving ourselves during sex, folks? There's a toilet for that. Wow, it's beautiful, she says. On some kind of drug, certainly. Psst. Hiromi's getting Sai's urine all over her body. The scene is so obscene and abnormal. Hey, my room isn't a bathroom, ladies. Come on now. I'm sorry. Well, take your ass to the bathroom. Clean this mess up. I don't remember how it started. I'm sorry. Hiromi keeps apologizing to me, but Sai doesn't seem to be embarrassed at all. Actually, I'm not that angry because it's kind of my fault. How is it your fault, mate? I'm sorry, she says again. And she laughs again. We better take a shower. We all smell. I'm not angry. Well, maybe just a little. They look at each other and happily smile. That makes my day. School is finished for the day. As I head for the restaurant, I see Chimaki. I also see that that's going to be the end of this degeneracy for tonight. We'll have more. It's a long month ahead of us. So let's go ahead and end it for now, yeah? As I get the next one prepared. Don't worry, these things are going to be rapid fire on the 28th. I'm going to have a lot of shit planned and ready to go. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Hentai Game... Well, no. Grimm's Hentai Corner with Do You Like Horny Bunnies? And you pretty much found out whether you do or not when you saw this video.